Joining me here in studio in the absence of Larry O'Connor is Mercedes Schlapp. Mercedes, good to have you. Thanks
How
for joining.
How can we live without Larry? Come on, Brian.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. joining us on the line right now, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who is a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and a New York Times bestselling author and an all-round fine fellow. Good morning to you, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for that great introduction. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Okay, let's turn to this stuff that's out there.
Sure.
Because, I mean, the intelligence agencies, according to some, have suggested, have concluded, beyond a reasonable doubt, I guess is the word you would use in a situation like this, that that the Russians were working to tilt the election toward Donald Trump. Now, I got a lot to say about this, but I really want to know what you think about it.
Well, two things. First, let's be honest here. The agency which would be reporting this out to the American people would be NSA or the Cyber Command. So this is the first thing. It's like CIA would not be, quote unquote, you know, doing this. It's outside their charter. So let's just be clear that if there was a hack, a series of hacks, you would see that, and then you'd have the FBI announcing it. And Brian, I'm hearing behind the scene that the FBI is not, I repeat, not buying into what CIA is saying. You've not heard a word about the FBI on this. So I think there's a reason for that. Secondly, you have to look at who benefits. The Russians would not benefit from a President Trump. I think it's very clear, and you've had other guests on talk about this, I believe. Look, there's no upside for a President Trump in the Russian influence in the world. I do believe, based on the people Trump's bringing in, there'll be great pushback and holding the Russians accountable. Why would you want to change running the table with Hillary Clinton in charge, picking up where President Obama shut up?
Reiterate here, you have sources that suggest the FBI is not agreeing with the CIA on this.
That's correct.
Number two.
Correct.
Number two, you are making the case that it doesn't make any sense
right. For
them to do
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah, it's not in their interest. So you got to look back at the big picture and the small picture. Tactically, no. The people I'm talking to do not back up CIA. Secondly, in the big picture, you know, I've done this for a day or two, and I just don't see how the Russians would benefit from President Trump.
So in your mind, Lieutenant Colonel, is this truly a political play by the CIA?
Mercedes, this is purely political, and I believe that John Brennan is a political animal. And I've talked to folks who are former CIA, some former CIA folks who talk with Brennan directly, and everything they're telling me is that Brennan is doing this out of some sort of sense of loyalty to President Obama to kind of do some things, say some things which are going to stir up doubt about a President Trump. So, you know, again, let's look at just the numbers of people who voted and who voted. I don't think there's any way the Russians could have, quote unquote, influenced, you know, 60 some million people one way or another. So I just think that, you know, if you just look at the facts, and plus, like I said, Mercedes, you know, my sources are telling me that there's nothing factual that actually backs this up. That's why you keep hearing, quote unquote, anonymous sources. And shame on some of the intelligence officers I've seen in the media come out there and say, oh, we need to redo the election. Well, based on what? Based on unreliable sources from John Brennan, who's clearly been compromised as an intelligence officer for the time he's been working for President Obama.
Yeah, I read a quote in a CNN story. I mean, they go on and they say the Russians tilted the election according to many sources. Okay, according to many sources.
Right.
You get deeper in the story and they quote a U.S. intelligence official as saying, we just presented some facts and everybody walked away hearing what they wanted to hear. We're not responsible for that. So, I mean, is that possibly what has happened here, that they came in and they gave a briefing to a bipartisan group of political leaders and they all walked away hearing what they wanted to hear out of it, and that people are twisting perhaps to their own narratives?
More than that, though, Brian, because I watch the other side. I was watching NBC last night. And they even went out and editorialized the fact that President Trump, or, you know, President-elect Trump must be completely off his rocker to not be listening to the intelligence community. Brian, it's about undermining Trump. That's what it is, because you would not have NBC coming out and then saying that we've talked to senior intelligence officers, which, by the way, I'll go on the record and say, I believe it's John Brennan calling these folks and planting information. That is to that level. And I think that's why NBC will run with these anonymous sources, because it's actually someone like, if not John Brennan himself, planting this information. So, yeah, you float these facts out there, you hope for the best, and then you start trying to shape the story. It's called information operations, information warfare, and I, believe that's what's going on.
So let me ask you, Lieutenant Colonel,
sure.
Obviously, Senator John McCain is calling for a select committee hearing. Do you believe that that's the right approach? I mean, you're seeing this bipartisanship group of senators coming out saying we need to look at this more in depth. Is that needed?
I think fundamentally, if you want to put together a commission, there's nothing wrong with that. I think the fingers are going to come back pointing at our own side, but that's okay. I mean, it's one of those things like the situation in Michigan, where I think they largely stopped the recount there because they started discovering fraud from the Democrats. So if you want to start down the path of a commission to look at this, and you find out halfway down the path that maybe you should be looking another direction, that's fine. I'm all for the truth, Mercedes. I'm all for getting to the bottom of things. And again, that's what my problem is with this. I've been on with you guys a lot, and we've always talked about sourcing and talked about what's going on. And what bothers me about this story is the actual nut of it, the very center of it. No one can actually put a finger on facts. These are the five facts which support this. No one can state that. And that's my problem with the whole thing at this point in time.
I have to bring your attention to the fact that Army beat Navy 21-17 this weekend, ending a 14-year losing streak. Army had lost to Navy in the past 14 matchings. Your thoughts, yep. Sir?
Hoo-ah! Well, it was about time. The Army, as I told General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a while back, with General Milley, the Chief of Staff of the Army, I told Joe, with all due respect, if it wasn't for the Marines, the Navy wouldn't be a service. And I'll just go on the record saying that.
Right? Oh, my God.
Well, I think Trump was your lucky charm, so you might need him there every year.
I agree. No, I think as long as he's president, maybe we'll win every year. What the heck?
When you consider that the losing streak had gone that long, it is quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's been a
year for surprises, hasn't it, Tony?
And hopefully more good ones to come, Brian, for all of us.
All right. Sounds good. Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks for having me.